Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 25th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, the United Mine Workers rejoins the American Federation of Labor. In 1955, the Soviet Union officially ends the state of war with Germany. In 1960, the National Association of Broadcasters reacts to the Payola scandal by threatening fines for any disc jockey who accepts money for playing particular records. In 1961, in Washington, D.C., President John F. Kennedy delivers the first live presidential television news conference. In 1969, Brazilian Army Captain Carlos Lamarca deserts in order to fight against the military dictatorship, taking with him numerous machine guns and rifles. In 1971, Idi Amin leads a coup deposing Milton Obote and becomes Uganda's president. In 1981, the widow of Mao Zedong is sentenced to death in China. And on this day in 1986, the National Resistance Movement topples the government of Tito Okello in Uganda. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, January 25th. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.